Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connection, which, of course, is Tan Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. All right, ladies, lights, camera, action. You're on.
Well, I am super excited today, Yvonne. I'm Dawn Reese and Yvonne Madison. We're here.
Miss Florida Diva.
That's right. We have a really exciting show today. Mm-hmm. It's always exciting here.
Every day. Well, every Wednesday.
I know. I know. So we actually have some VIPs coming in.
Yes.
And guess what? We have a major movie star, but also we can't tell you about him yet until the 7 o'clock hour with his record label. But we're going to kind of tease everybody and play the music. We have two other labels calling in.
Beautiful.
If you're wondering what my show is all about and you're driving and you're saying, what is Hollywood Connections? It's exactly what it means. It's helping you get connected in show business without being taken. And Yvonne, yes. I've worked for everybody, you know.
Yes, you do.
Yep. And I've learned all the secrets and letting people know it's who you know and who knows you. And what my show does, film directors, producers, people are getting record labeled off my show. They're getting discovered. They're being in feature films.
That's true.
We have so many people. And before I kick off, I want to say something that's really super cool. You know, I used to do this in Jupiter, Florida a while back. Mm-hmm. And we have something here in Clearwater Beach called Encounters with the Dolphins Harbor Tours. And they have two boats. And I want you all to go to encounterswithdolphin.com. And what's super exciting, I'm going to be a part of this as well.
Beautiful.
And you'll see me out there, first mate, and I'm doing some fun stuff. But the boat that's there, we're going to start to have some talent searches coming up, you know, and fill that boat out where we had secret guests sitting there. If it's an agent, we have, you know, we'll film it around the beautiful island. And, you know, that's what's super cool because it's a memory maker. And who knows, we might shoot it for TV as well. So I want to thank Ed and Hazel over there. We're super excited. Call this number if you are driving and you're like, wow, I want to do something with my kids. I'm from Canada. I'm from, you know, Europe. I'm here on vacation. Please call 727-466-0375 and book your reservation. And they have harbor tours. Look at this. Nature cruise, dolphin adventures, shelling and snorkeling. So you don't want to miss one of the best adventure with encounterwiththedolphins.com. So anyways, that's
and
part of that.
Even if you live in Tampa or Clearwater.
Oh, of course. You want to do something fun. And
yes,
you have,
with
yeah,
your children. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So also too, as well, we're waiting for our VIP guests to come on the air.
Yes.
I'm also excited to tell everybody about the Aqua Vault. Now, Yvonne, I was at Splash Harbor the other day.
Okay.
And go to theaquavault.com. Mm-hmm. And if you're wondering what that is, it's exactly what it sounds like as well. And look at this. There's a zipper. And you can zip that, and there's a lock. And I put that on my lawn chair, and I could leave my you know, $700 phone in there without feeling, oh, my God, is somebody take my backpack?
Right.
You know, and they also have the Aqua Vault. You'll see this one here, which is bigger for the beach. So you can put your stuff in your keys and feel safe and everything. And this is so cool. You have to go to theaquavault.com. Please put in promo code Hollywood1. So I had to announce that, too. Also, mypillow.com, Yvonne. I just have a couple sponsor shout-outs. Mypillow.com, and I was going to bring the pillow so everybody can feel it, but I'll bring it next week.
Okay.
If you put in the word beach, B-E-A-C-H, now you also get a percentage off. It is for some pillows, and that helps support our show here. And, you know, we pay for our own airtime. So
yes, we're the producers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so we need your help to bring some great guests that we're bringing in.
Right.
And the third is our whitening toothpaste. So we can't tell the company yet because they have to inbox me and go to hollywoodconnections.biz. I will tell you, I've had, you know, my son said to me the other day, Mom, what's going on in your teeth? They're really white because I drink coffee and I have, you know, tea. And then my husband noticed in the hot tub the other day, he's like, honey, your teeth are really white. I'm going to start using this. So we have, it's really cool. I sold $250 worth the other day online to all my friends. I know, Peter.
How much is that?
I can't tell you. You have to inbox me and I'll tell you. It's very low. It's under $25.
All right. Good to go. I may be interested in that. Not saying that I have butter teeth, but you know, you can always.
But you know what? Hey, for camera and everything, white teeth are great. That's super cool. We also have Ellen and Madeline. They're just showing up. Our junior preteen Hollywood reporter. She's going to be coming in a minute. In the meantime, Peter, while we go around with everything, can you play some of our tropical music? Because I'm feeling tropical.
Of course I can.
I got my tropical look. And we'll be right back. We're going to get our guest in the house. And I'm Dawn Reese and Yvonne Madison.
Yes.
We're back, and I guess our VIP guest will be pulling up any moment now, so we're super excited about that. Also, two people want to know how to get into show business, Yvonne. Mm-hmm. And the main thing is what I try to do is, like, you know, Frontier Casting, they just wrote me. They're going to be coming on shortly. They sent me some information.
Okay.
You've got frontiercasting.com. You can go there, and if you need some help with this, you can always go to hollywoodconnections.biz and write me. And then there's also, you know, the other casting places that are out there, Crowdshot Casting. And Ellen, are you with some other casting companies as well?
We are. We're with a couple different places. We're with Famous Faces.
Right.
And we're with Lights, Camera, Action, Talent. And we're with Little Angels Nation. And we've done some work with Nancy McBride.
Right, Nancy McBride is awesome. But also two famous faces that we have. We're working with something with CVF Productions on April 11th here in Clearwater. We have auditions from 5:30 to 6:30. And I hope that you can join us because we're going to help promote your talent. Now, you might get a SAG agency because Famous Faces is a SAG agent. And we are under their umbrella to help people get connected because of the breakdown service that's out here, which is really cool. So I'm really excited to be a part of the CVF Productions. Peter, can you pull up the CVF Productions as well?
Sure.
April 11th, remember, call me 727-871-7788. I am setting auditions up. Talent.
What time?
5:30 and 6:30 at thecvfproductions.com. And we're going to run their commercial in a minute, and we'll be right back.
At CVF Productions, you can do it all. Sing, dance, act, learn to play an instrument, rehearse and record. We are a complete audio and video recording studio where you can rehearse and record your music, create a music video or demo reel. We can live stream any event on the web. We also offer performing arts classes including acting, dance, stage presence, voice and music lessons. Visit us at cvfproductions.com or call us at 727-242-6092. At CVF, we make your talent shine.
Wow.
Miami.
And we are here and we're back. That is CVF Productions.
Miami, right?
Yep. So we're back on the air, everybody. And also, too, is if you are looking to do something fun over the weekend, we were talking about Encounters with Dolphins, please go to encounterswithdolphins.com and say Dawn sent you from Hollywood Connections, please. And which is really cool. So while you're listening to us and our VIP guest is coming in, let's say hello to everybody. Yvonne, how was your week?
Oh, wonderful.
Good.
Yes.
Good. And we also have Ellen here. And Ellen, how are you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you. Thanks for having us back.
No problem. So you are working on some wonderful things with me. We're going to be running a pageant called Miss Showbiz.
The Showbiz pageant. Right. And we're going to do that the same day as the fashion show in Kissimmee, Florida at the Flamingo Water Park Resort. The Showbiz pageant is actually going to be at 11:30 in the morning.
Right.
And we are currently looking for delegates to host that, you know, to have you come and be a part of that pageant. So models, other pageant queens, whomever. And we have spots for kings too, right?
Exactly. You know, and what we're doing is it's a different concept, Yvonne, and we're helping people to be reporters. Now, a lot of my reporters that I have, like Nicholas Wolf, he is doing fabulous now, and he's doing so many things that he's covering. We also have, you know, let's see, Alexia. She's in so many movies because I put her on the red carpet and people that she's introduced herself to and other people that, you know, they're getting connected. They're getting record labeled off of my show. They're getting major feature films. And so that's what we're doing and opening the door of opportunity for them, which is really exciting. So I'm looking for new reporters. And also, too, is we actually, your event that's coming up, you're looking for people to buy tickets, right, Ellen?
We are. And you can purchase them online through Eventbrite or you can buy them at the door for just $25. And again, that's Mads Fashion and Fundraiser. That's October the 28th. At the Flamingo Water Park Resort in Kissimmee, Florida. If you wish to book a room there, just call the resort and give them your promo code of St. Jude's to receive your $55 a night for your room plus four water park passes.
That's a good deal.
Going to be exciting. And that's coming up. And also, too, this weekend, Yvonne, guess what's happening Saturday?
What?
Soap This is in town with Michael Easton from General Hospital. April 8th. We'll be over at the Feather Sound Country Club. So the best way to do this is go to Facebook and put in Soap This. And there are still tickets available to meet two celebrities.
How much are the tickets?
You know, they're on the Soap This. I'll pull that up in a minute. Okay. And I know I'm waiting for one of the ladies to call in the next 2 hours here. And we'll give that information. But the quicker way is go to Facebook, put in Soap This, and there's a lot of information.
I know from my own experience, it was a wonderful event. And, you know, I was very graciously blessed to be a part of it.
I know. It was super cool. And we loved having you. And that was with Denyl Turner.
Yeah.
You got to meet him. Now, we also have, before our VIP guest is about to walk in, we have a special VIP guest on the line, right?
Yes, we do.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good and yourself. How are you doing, Dawn?
I am super excited. Let me introduce this man. I met him back in the days. Now, Paul Murray just walked in the house. Paul is in the house from Miami, Florida.
With Mama Ollie.
With Mama Ollie. Yep. So she's here. But Kevin, tell everybody, you know, we met on the set of My Big Fat Hip Hop Family with Ronaldo Ray. And you actually got us the behind the scenes because you had product placement. So I got to interview Ronaldo Ray and everybody, which is super cool. And so tell us about, you know, what you're doing now as well.
Oh, man. I'm doing quite a few things right now. It's kind of hard to put in one. I have a We have a new production deal that I just signed with AMG International TV, which is a full-fledged production and TV company. They're under the Time Warner NBC umbrella. So we have quite a few TV shows that are we are actually in editing right now. Like I actually stepped out to from editing to have this call. And that's why I was like 6:15 works best for me because Ron is in Ruth here. We have a show called America's Top Promoter, which is, you know, kind of show the behind the scenes of what it takes to put on these big events. Because most people see major events happening, but they don't see all of the turmoil and the things it takes to put it on. So we're kind of highlighting the promoters and events. So we're actually editing that as we speak right now. That's going to actually air on Time Warner.
I'm going to put Mr. Paul Murray on, and we're going to get a song ready with one of your artists. Say hi to Mr. Murray. Just one second, real quick, Yvonne, I'm going to borrow your headsets. Paul, come over here and say hi to Kevin Brewer, so cool. We're on Ronaldo Ray's, my big fat hip hop family.
What's up, Paul?
He's putting the headsets on. And we're excited because you said you're going to be doing a music video coming down here soon on our sailboat.
Yeah. Yes, we have two music videos we're doing in Miami and in the Tampa Clearwater area. One is on a rap group that we have called Bombshell. They're signed to Divine, Divine Records / Sony Music Group. I'm the GM of the label over there.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And we have also, we're doing Felipe Hudson's video as well while we're down there.
Well, we are super cool about that. And then I'm waiting for Peter. Peter, did you get my emails with that?
I did.
Okay, we'll wait for a second. But Paul Murray, let's introduce to you a good friend that you haven't heard in a long time.
Hey, Paul. What's happening, Paul?
I don't know. Is it cold where you are?
Not today. It was a few days ago, not today.
I don't talk to too many people in the cold these days.
Yeah, I would say fortunately and / unfortunately. Fortunately, having to deal with Divine Sony and with AMG, I have to be in the cold weather because,
I understand.
You know, the New York is where the main office is, and that's ridiculous.
Like, well, give me a ring later on after the show, and we can talk.
That's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. See, Don, I met Paul. Wow, I've known Paul since I was 19 years old, and I actually was 47 in August.
And
so I've known him a long time.
Well,
long time.
I know. You know, it's so cool. He came in from Hollywood, and he saw me back in the days when I was at a big convention, and I was, young broadcaster, and he goes, oh, I work for the Jackson family. I'm like, yeah, sure you do. And then he's like, oh, I work for, James Brown. I'm like, yeah, sure you do. And then we met, and then he made me the reporter, which was the open door of opportunity for the late James Brown. And I'll tell you, we kicked it in Vegas. We did a lot of things. We even went to his home, Mr. Jackson. In Encino, and I'm like, okay, Paul, I believe you. Which is super cool.
What happened, Joe invited her to the home, and that's when she finally had a wake-up call.
Yeah, I see Tito walking by, and I'm like, this is where Michael had the giraffes, and oh, my God. And talk about giraffes. What about that April giraffe? She hasn't had her baby yet. Yes. What's going on with that? Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been watching for the last 4 days.
The video of it is online.
We got to check on that. I got to check. So, Paul, have a seat. Relax for a minute. I'm going to give the headsets over. What song are we going to play of your artist?
Okay, which one? I sent you two songs on there from Shorty Corleone. And Shorty Corleone is the front guy, Paul Ferrer, at here in D.C. But he's on it. We have a solo project that he's doing now called the Shorty Corleone Experience. So one of the records that I sent you was a remake of Frankie Beverly's Why I'm Alone, and the second record is the record that him and myself produced on Carly Red. Carly Red is on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta series, and he's actually on that record too. So I don't know which one you have queued up there.
We got both of them here.
Okay, you can actually, if you can play Why I'm Alone first, and then we can come back to Carly Red. We were talking about Shorty Corleone.
And then I want to introduce you to our VIP guest, and she is in the house with us. We're super excited. She just drove 5 hours to be here, and we'll be right back. It's actually...
Well, come on.
I'll be back.
And we're back.
Yes,
and
we are.
So that is really super cool.
Yes.
That is like relaxing sailboat music. And I hope, you know, I got to introduce Paul Murray. Come over here. And before we do, Silk, stay on the line. Let me have, because Paul is security. He is everything. He is a photographer to the stars, a major artist. Welcome our VIP guest on the air live. Say hi.
Hi.
Let's do a drum roll. Let's do a drum roll, Peter.
All I can tell you. All I can do tell you is step into the ring.
Okay.
And tell everybody who's in the house with us.
How many people would you not step into the ring with? Because it's his wife.
So we always say Muhammad Ali's first wife.
Second
and
wife.
Welcome. For, yes.
Second, yep. Second wife.
But second wife. And you are, tell everybody involved. That you're here. Tell everybody, Mama Ali is
Hi,
in the house.
Khalila Camacho Ali. I am happy to be here with Dawn Reese. And been dying. I thought she really was a myth because I had never seen her. She did this, she did that. Is she coming? No, she's a myth.
Oh,
so now I actually see the real, you're really Dawn Reese for
real? Yes,
me?
I am. Okay. I am.
Then I finally see this woman that I've been talking to and talking around for the last 2 months.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you even stood in for me for Gerald for a film festival.
Yeah, sure.
Reporting.
Yeah. I stood in for you for the film. Wonderful.
But she's used to getting interviewed, so I kind of, she did a turnover.
Yeah, I'm used to doing the interview thing. I mean, she's, boy, you're something else. You're amazing. I'm just really happy to be here. And your whole staff. The young lady that walked me in here so gracefully.
Yes, Vaughn Madison.
Miss Madison.
Yes. Is it okay if I say assalamu alaikum?
Oh, walaikum assalam, my dear sister. Yes, you may.
Yes.
It's a piece of greeting. It means peace be unto you. You can't go wrong that way.
Yes.
And this other pretty princess we got sitting here with a little crown.
She's one of our reporters. That's what I do.
Oh, my God. What is your name? Madeline. Yes. Princess Madeline is in the
house.
Room. Hi, yo, Princess Madeline.
Hi.
She's on
nice
a lot of red
medium.
Carpet.
Nice to meet you too.
Boy, she's beautiful. And she got brains of spoon. And who's that pretty lady next to you?
My mom.
Is that your mother? You know what? We both got gorgeous moms. You know that? I have a beautiful mom too. My mom is Amina.
Thank you very much.
And what's your name, Mom?
Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
And we're from the Madeline and Mommy Show, and we're reporters for Dawn Reese.
Madeline and Mommy. Oh, my goodness. But, I'm with royalty here.
Yeah, yeah. We also have Silk still on the line that we just played his music real quick, and we don't want to forget about him. But real quick, Silk, a lot of people
Okay.
Kevin Brewer.
Hey.
I'm sorry. We're going overboard. We're so excited to have her here. But tell everybody, that you know, we have a lot of singers on my show. They want to know, are you looking for new artists as well, and where can they send their music to?
Absolutely. They can actually send their music to Kevin Silk Brewer LLC at gmail.com. And it'll be the best place to send it. My assistant takes all the music off of that and send it over to me.
Very cool.
Kevin Silk Brewer LLC at gmail.com. We are looking for lots of music, especially with this new big deal with Sony Music Group. We are looking for quite a bit. We have a joint venture with Snoop at our label, Ice Cube. I mean, we have a lot of big projects and major artists that we gave label deals.
Well, say hi to Mama Ali.
Hello, Mama Ali. How you doing?
Brother, you're the most talented man ever. You just took me back a long way, way back. I'm not going to say how far back, but back enough. I remember. And you have a beautiful and talented voice. We grew up with your music. A lot of people have grown up with your music for over the many years, and we want to thank you for bringing that beautiful music to us and keeping us vibrant and kicking. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
I wish I could sing. I'd be coming in there with you. I'd be right there with you.
Well, he's going to be here.
I was going to say, I was going to take you back a little bit, too. It's you know, how seeing how God had things happen. I want to say assalamu alaikum to you as well.
Oh, walaikum assalam, my dear brother.
Okay, I don't know if you remember when the Masjid number 4 on New Jersey Avenue in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
okay,
I remember.
My father was the head FOI there.
Yeah, so is my dad.
Bernard Leon Brewer.
Okay.
Every time Muhammad Ali came in town or Malcolm X or the Messenger came in town, he was actually on detail.
Right, those were some good old, everyone. So those some good old just, days, just, man. Big, yeah. big old.
And the Man. FOI means Fruit of Islam.
Yeah, Fruit of Islam.
Yeah, yep.
Unfortunately, I'm not with the with the Nation of Islam anymore. I've upgraded, and I've got, you know, we've upgraded from that. But everything that we've taught in those days, I carry it with me, and it's a part of me, and it has helped me throughout my life. And it's just something, just two stages you have to go through. And being on the Ambi Elijah Muhammad was step one, stage one, and that's a beautiful thing. And what he has taught us and what the Imam Waridi Muhammad has taught us with that kind of combination, I guess a lot of the foreign Muslims need to pick that up because they lost a lot in their lives without not having those kind of lessons.
Yes.
Yeah. Just like the Ambi Elijah Muhammad said years ago, it's going to take... One of these days, we're going to have to go back and teach the foreign Muslims Islam all over again because they've lost their sight and lost their way.
Yeah, I agree. And I've moved on as well, like you have on here.
Alhamdulillah.
I was a little kid back then, but we were a huge family, and some of my sisters were teachers back then.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time.
It was a great time to learn that and then to be where we are.
And it's not wasted. We're still carrying that torch.
It's like the foundation.
Absolutely. It's a foundation. Yeah, that was our foundation.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, yes, Mr. Kevin, I look forward to having you here, and I hope you both are staying overnight because we'd like to take you on the sailboat. No, this weekend or next time.
I'm programmed to leave to go to Orlando.
Oh.
And I have some appointments down there. I have to go see family. I have to see. And I took off to plan just to do that. And,
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I can do it next time.
Next time for sure.
Definitely.
Well, Kevin, we're going to end up having you next week with another artist of yours, and we look forward to talking to you very soon again.
Yeah,
and it's
absolutely
awesome to see you from my Big Fat Hip Hop family with Ronaldo Ray, and that was really cool. And thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. You all have a great day.
Okay, okay. I'm going to have Don to give you your phone number because I'm going to call you at another time, honey. Not on air.
Bye, Kevin.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye. God
thank
bless.
Thank you, Kevin.
So that is a record label out of New York. That came from Mr. Paul Murray. And, you know, before we put our another VIP, I guess, on the air, and this is for you, a surprise for you.
You take him nowhere. Can't take him nowhere.
So tell us, I just saw you're in the newspaper in Miami.
Yes, I've been on the front page. I was wondering why everybody was stopping me when I was going to Starbucks.
Oh.
I did it good. I spoke at, I was fortunate to be honored to speak at FIU in Doral.
Right.
And at the Stephen J. Green Building, International and Public Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just simply my first college date since the beginning of the year. So it made a great impact. And
what was your message? What is your message?
Oh, I have so many messages. I was speaking basically on the Trump issue and the Muslim ban, which once you read the article is going to be beautiful. And, you know, you have to realize, you know, my subject for the school was returning to humanity.
Okay.
Yes, that's a good subject.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. You know, I was watching a lot of your video interviews today while I was house cleaning, which I love because I can put it on YouTube and it goes on my smart TV.
Yes. Okay.
And, you know, I realized, you know, when you're talking about different jobs that you held in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us, because, you know, inquiry minds want to know, and, you know, what did you do when you were younger? What kind of jobs did you hold?
This was during my days after my divorce with Ali, basically. Mm-hmm. My whole life was being married to him.
Right. And you had four beautiful children.
Yes. We had four beautiful children, and I remarried and had two more beautiful girls.
Oh,
unfortunately,
beautiful.
Their father was a wonderful husband, very loyal, mm-hmm. and a respectable man. And he was really there for me. He gave me a lot of strength. He gave me hope, and he held my hand, and he listened to me. Mm. And he will always be remembered. And
he passed away?
Yes, through cancer. Uh-huh. And he never had children. Uh-huh. He was married the first time for 5 years. They diagnosed him a person that couldn't have children until he met me. And so he finally blessed him with two girls.
A miracle.
Yes, it was a miracle.
It was wonderful.
And the two girls, I named one after me, which is the baby, Kalila. And I named the other daughter, Amina, after my mom.
Beautiful.
So, and they grew up, and he was able to see them both graduate from high school. And that was it.
So, basically, that part of your life is more like a housewife?
Yeah, I was more a housewife. Yes. And it was a beautiful thing to see a man who's loyal and very kind and hardworking and very attentive. He was very affectionate.
Yes.
Romantic, I would say. That's, Ali always said, you're too romantic. You know, you like that lovey-dovey stuff.
Well, how did you meet Muhammad? Like,
Ali. That's in chapter 25.
She's got a book.
Yeah. I met him when I was 10, and he was 18. That's when we first met.
Okay.
He's not a pedophile. It was just meeting him.
Yeah. Right. Seeing him.
Yeah. But it was when he was visiting the Muslim schools back in those years.
Okay.
And he wanted to see what Elijah Muhammad was about, because he had met Malcolm X, and Malcolm X learned a lot from him. So he said, well, I know Malcolm X came out great, so I want to see who's the guy that did it.
Yes.
You know? And he was, it was Elijah Muhammad.
Wow. You know, also too, as you've been in the news, Mr. Paul Murray, I saw, you know, you were up in New York, and you had a couple things that you've been standing up for as well. You just had a situation with your son. Can we talk about that as well? Which was, is that something you want to bring to the table, Paul?
It's fine.
We're good?
Whether he want to bring it to the table or not.
I know. He said yes.
I'm going to bring him to the table. I mean, he's a silent partner, but Paul was with us. He was along with us when it happened. Mm-hmm. And they didn't ask him for about his religion or anything. I mean, who would if his name is Paul Murray? So, but they looked at him real funny, and they said, they didn't really let him go either. And he was detained as well. And it was funny that they looked at his passport and everything, and the guy looked, and then he called another officer over. You want to tell the story?
Yeah, because Paul said he really wanted to talk about
that. Yeah, go ahead. Tell us.
I didn't even know.
You're not handicapped. You can say what happened.
And Adrian, we'll be right with you in a few minutes, but Paul, tell your story.
Well, it has to deal with the corruption that's going on in law enforcement today. But we were sectioned out and taken to the side and held for quite a long time, and then they separated Junior from us, and that was done unprofessionally. They didn't give us any instructions about what was going on or why we were being stopped.
And then they asked.
This happened in Miami.
Fort
Lauderdale, after we got back from Jamaica. And it's just a lot of corruption that's going on, and people need to wake up and stand up for what they believe in, and everybody needs to come together, because not only did it happen to Miss Ali and her son, but it can happen to anybody.
Exactly.
And it's unlawful that it's happening that way.
And I just saw you. I saw the video on CNN News with both of you as well. That was pretty powerful. That was just recent as well.
Yes, ma'am. Right. We got stopped twice.
What's the outcome? What was the outcome of this?
Well, we're not finished with it yet. We're still educating the public. But there is going to be a major lawsuit filed on behalf of the family and stuff. And it's going to be handled. Well, not only just for the family, but for the general public. Because everybody needs a wake-up call at this point.
They stopped your car?
No, they stopped us physically.
Physically.
After we got out there.
Oh, at the airport.
Pulled us into a separate room.
Right.
And I was going, and they said, what's your religion? I go, what? Are you kidding?
Is that because your name was Ali?
Yeah.
Well, they focused on that.
Yes.
Focused on the Ali part.
Right.
Well, did they actually know who you were?
No.
No, just the name.
I told him who I was, obviously, whatever. And so, but I just, fortunately, people, the public, always want autographs. And I was signing autographs before I got to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm Muhammad Ali's ex-wife, and nobody that's my son.
She shows up.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she's so low-key and laid back.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go into a state of shock.
Yeah, and they find out the reality.
Then it gets real crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, can't take her anywhere like that.
Well, you know, I have a surprise for you. I have a gentleman that is really helping me a lot. And we were talking, you also have a book that's out pretty soon, or it's out now?
No, it'll be out. We got a little ways to go on it.
Okay. Yes.
But because I'm going to bring this episode in it. And it was a 30, 35 to 40 year writing.
Okay.
Oh, and because I have to gather all the notes that I had and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it should be out. I'm just going to stretch it to 2018.
Okay.
Okay.
And also, too, as you talked about, you have something that you may have a film or a TV show or something for that might need financing. So I have
Affiliated. Yeah, Affiliated. There's a movie coming out. It's a gangster-style movie. A friend of mine is a producer. I'm being cast in a couple of the films that they have.
Okay.
And one is with Raymond Hicks about a police officer that was... you know, okay. discriminated okay. upon. And this Affiliate is like a series, but it's not a film. It's a series for, what is it?
Television.
Television.
Okay.
It's very colorful and everything. And I definitely, because we're trying to get our trailer done. Mm-hmm. I mean, we won't need much for that, maybe 30,000 or less.
Well, I
and
have.
Once we can get that done, then the money will come.
You like, already have the script written?
Yes, it's already been done.
Who's producing that?
We have AD Lavier.
Does he go under another name, AD?
We call him Al. Oh,
okay.
And, is he the executive producer?
He's a big producer.
Okay.
And AD is a wonderful man. I wish I could get him on the phone right now with you.
Lavalier, right? AD Lavalier?
Yeah.
He called about. He was the gentleman that was doing the gangster movie down in Miami.
That's it.
Yes.
There you go.
That's it. See?
Okay. I think I already hooked him up. Well, I do have the deal maker on the phone. I want to introduce to you.
Yeah. I love that.
Let's put him on. Hello, Adrian. It's Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. You're on the air live, 5 stations.
How are you doing?
We're fabulous. Thank you for waiting. Guess who's in the house with us?
Mama Ali, right?
Yes. Adrian!
I
can hear her.
You hear me? Hi, Adrian.
Yeah,
how you doing?
She's talking about a guy named Alfonso. Alfonso.
That's another name for that guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes
sense. Mama Ali, you need to tell him you need to listen to your finance guys.
That's right. And
we could line up his money, but he must listen.
That's right. No problem. I'll make him listen. You know, Mama Ali makes a lot of people listen.
Give him direction. Dawn, you can tell them I sent you how they financed the movie Chef. It's all in your inbox.
I know.
Really?
Yes, Adrian is a deal maker, and he helps people get connected. And I'm talking the real connections. And I know I connected him in AD already. Mm-hmm. And I know that Adrian had some questions. I guess some people think they can do it on their own, but you really need to really give them the push and say, this guy knows how to get the financing done.
Yeah.
Adrian, you know what? You know what, Dawn? Excuse me. But Adrian, you know what? I'm here talking about all these people with movies. I'm going to be honest with you. Years ago, I wrote a movie for Pixar. And it's an animated film. It's called The Proud Peacock and the Pleasant Pheasant. It's all fowl-like, and it's copywritten and everything, so I can tell you about it. It's an old Western. It's a Western. It's about the bad, good guys and the bad guys. The Proud Peacock is a peacock that used to be a stage robber. He robbed banks and stages. And stuff like that. And then he gets all this money and goes to a little town in Waco, Texas. Corntone, Texas. And it's a beautiful story. I wrote it out. So I'm going to work my affiliation with you, with my Pixar because...
Well, let me tell you the easiest way you can finance a movie since you know all these famous people. And Don, I can tell you how they finance Chef. Now, I put the numbers in your inbox, but if you have famous people that you know, any number of them, you get them to sign on to say, I'll be in your movie, and the key to it is I won't take anything up front.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is what they did on Chef. Jon Favreau, who you probably know is a friend of Robert Downey Jr.
That's right.
And he and so what he did was he says, I want to do my own little, what do you call these things? You know, my private little project.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My pet project.
Pet
I
project.
Think is how they say
exactly.
It.
Yes.
Okay, because, you know, Warner Brothers and these guys, if you want to do Iron Man for $100 million, $200 million, they have the money for that.
Absolutely.
But if you want to do a little movie like Chef, they say, who's in it?
Gotcha.
And, you know, how much do you need? And the guy says, well, I need $14 million. Warner Brothers says no, because the big studios, all they want to do, if they can, they'd like to do Spider-Man.
Yes.
They want to do The Lion King. They want to do Batman. But when you say, I want to do Chef, what's it about? Some guy that can't make it in a restaurant, so he opens a little food truck. And he's having problems in his marriage, so he wants to teach his son how to be a chef.
Oh.
And the executives say, who wants to do that? Same thing with another little famous movie that I'm quite familiar with, and it was called My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I've heard of that one. Yeah.
Well, the
I saw
backstory
it.
On it, Mama Ali and all of your fans, and Dawn, the great Dawn, who's getting ready to be syndicated.
Oh.
And you will. All you have to do is have a good meeting, Don, and I guarantee you, you'll be on 2000 station.
There you go.
It went really well today. It went really well.
Good.
And he knows our station owner, too. He's like, oh, I know Lola.
Yes.
And I invited
You're in, Don. All you have to do is sign the papers now.
I got you. Well, you're on the show.
But anyway, what they did was on My Big Fat Greek Wedding, I think it's an important story to share for any filmmakers. Tom Hanks' wife developed it.
Tom Hanks
put up the money to make it. But what happened was when they pitched it to the executives, they said, now what's the story about? Well, it's about a bunch of Greek people that want to have a wedding with their daughter who's not so slim.
Right.
Okay. So, in other words, it's not got Reese Witherspoon or Julia Roberts, any of these people. You know, Cameron Diaz, none of these people. It says, well, who's starring? No stars, just talent.
Wow.
And so every studio, they took it to every studio and every stand, but they said, Tom Hanks is behind it. Is he going to star in it? No. Okay. Well, nobody, everybody rejected it, just like another little famous movie, The Passion of the Christ.
Yes, I saw that too.
Rejected
it. I saw that too.
Right? So you got to stick to your guns on what you believe. So your little peacock movie, stick to it. But if you know stars, in your particular case, like in Chef, they had Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson, Dustin Hoffman, this other girl, Sofia Vergara, who's on Modern Family. And they all said, we'll star in Chef. But we won't charge any money up front. You can just use our name.
Yeah, because I'm gonna use my goal is to use Angela Jolie. I'm sure she probably wouldn't mind since I changed her diapers.
Is she a friend of yours that you can get past her agent
and
she'll
do it for free up front? I changed her diapers, honey. I changed her diapers, boo.
Oh, you changed her diapers?
Yes, you can't get any closer than that.
I hear that.
She just haven't met me since she's older, but I don't have a problem with it because her mother and I were best friends.
Hey, real quick, Adrian, I have a question because with AD and the film that she's going to be in as well, you hooked him up with some pretty powerful Hollywood people. Do you want to explain to Mama Lee what you did for him?
Well, there's a guy named Lyle Howery, and he used to be an executive producer on The Dukes of Hazzard, and he has a movie that beat all of the records on DVDs last year. The movie is called Street, Street. He put it in 10 theaters just to get a rating, you know, where they put it in theaters like for 2 weeks. They get a little rating, and then they put it out on DVD.
Yeah.
He shot the movie for $1 million, and I think he's got over $8 million in sales already.
Yeah, Street is on Netflix right now.
Yeah, he did. He hooked up with a couple of distributors and so on. I told Alfonso, talk to the guy, but he's not listening to the guy.
Okay.
Because the guy told him get $100,000, shoot a real trailer, and when you shoot a real trailer, then we can start talking to investors, and since this guy has been having a bunch of home runs, he needs to not just play with the cameras, go get a guy who's got a track record and let him put his name on it and shoot it, and you'll have a distributor before you even have the money to make the film.
Yeah, see, that's
what I'm
talking about.
The other thing is that he can call some of his buddies, and he can cast people, and for example, if you know Angelina, call Angelina and say, I changed your diapers. I need you to be in my
movie. That's right, and that's exactly how I'm going to approach it, too.
And as soon as you do that, and because all you have to do is say, Angelina's in it.
Yeah, there you go.
And if you talk to her and you say, listen, will you take a back end? That way you don't have to give her a couple of mil up front.
Mm-hmm.
Because the big problem with all these stars, it's not the stars themselves. It's their agents.
I'm going to call them stupid agents.
Yes. Because what they do, they won't let the client read the script because they're worried about how much money they're going to make.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Those
agents are like gatekeepers, man. They don't like
to
get
they're worse than gatekeepers.
They're worse.
A gatekeeper
can
put the lock on. But an agent says, I'm not even going to let my client listen unless I know what I'm going to make.
Right.
That's the problem.
Well, Adrian, we're going to keep you on the air with us till the 7 o'clock hour because we have Victor calling in with a super surprise guest that I told you that's going to be watching from Taiwan, and he'll be on soon and talking about what he's doing, and we want you to be on the air with us. And also we have Harold that's going to be calling in.
Can I make one personal comment that I like to make?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to say this once again. I want to go on the record. And I want to thank Jesus Christ for helping me be the guy that I am.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
And let's not forget Donald J. Trump. I want to give him a report card and say I think he's doing a fine job. I think the American people should get behind him because he was elected.
That's right.
I'll agree with that. I think that
president. And I was a little appalled at John Lewis when he said, oh, I'm going to boycott things because I don't consider him a real president. That was some of the worst words I've ever heard from a congressman in my life.
Well, I know we're going to have...
Nobody's saying much about it, but I think it was terrible. And Mama Lee, since you've got a great tradition, don't you think that it was terrible him saying he wouldn't support the president-elect?
Well, you know what? I wasn't there. I didn't hear it. This is the first time I'm hearing it. I heard around it. I have my little flaws with Trump myself. Has been on the front page of the newspaper about the Muslim ban. But the only thing I have to say, Adrian, I'm not a person who persecute anybody. I don't hate anybody, you know, and I didn't vote for him or anything like that. But he's a human being just like anybody else. I give everybody respect, always.
Well, I can tell you I did vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
And the
good
thing that I'm going to tell you.
That's your right.
That
you have a is that what you want to do?
Leadership capsule, it's lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was President Dwight Eisenhower that had to send troops into Little Rock when it wasn't popular, or if it's Donald J. Trump feeling that he needs to have a Muslim ban, those gentlemen have to do what they think is best in the interest of the country at the time. And those decisions are not always popular. If it's Harry S. Truman that has to send a couple of B-52 bombers to Japan. These decisions are not always popular.
No, they're
so
not. That's
these
true.
Guys have to do the best they can.
Yeah, Adrian.
Absolutely. I agree with you, Adrian, on that
they can
one.
Do what they want to do.
We're going to the top of the hour. Stay on with us because you have some other guests that you've introduced me to, and I'd like to thank you for that. Don't go away. We'll be back. So stay on or call back in about 5 minutes, please.
I'm going to stay on. That way I don't.
Thank you. And also, we have 2 minutes left, and I do want to thank you. We're going to come back and talk to this amazing man that brought Mama Ali all the way over here from Miami.
Yes.
And say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
And tell us what you do in your company.
My company is Caliber Inc. We have a commuter club, the Caliber Commuter Club, that operates in Southeast Florida.
That's right. What is your website? And it's more luxury cars as well, correct?
Yes, it's www.kalybrinc.com, Caliber Inc.
Well, what I'm going to do for you bringing her in here, I'm going to take out one of my commercials and I'm going to air one for you as well, a 30-second spot and a 60-second spot for you. So that is my gift to you for bringing her all the way here, because I want you to be a part of our show. And yes, it's going to go syndicated with the people that I've been talking to. I believe that in my heart. Paul Murray is the one that got me my start right there in the corner.
Yes.
From Hollywood, California, the late James Brown. He's laughing. I mean, he knew this would happen.
Uh-huh.
I'm Dawn Reese. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. We are super excited. Madeline, get your questions ready for Mama Ali and Ellen and anybody else that has questions. We have two more record labels calling in. And Adrian, we'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese.
We'll be right back.